My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to give you 7 secrets to selling a high ticket course with paid advertising. So secret number one, actually, maybe you should go, Neil, because you've had a really successful 7-figure course thing. So you're going to go with secret number one.
Secret number one, webinars are the easiest way to sell. And I know that's not really a secret, so I'm not going to use that as a secret. But here's the key. Most people create either a live webinar or an evergreen webinar. I will tell you this, live webinars convert better. And you could try to fake a live webinar and make it look recorded. Doesn't work as well, believe it or not. I've tested this so many times. But what the best thing that I've done that helps sell a lot of info products is you do a live webinar, you record it, and then you make that the recorded version. And then as people are typing in the chat on the recorded version, you have people on your team responding to them. So then that way it looks live. You don't have to say it's live and deceive people, but by having people there all the time trying to help, you'll notice that your conversions go back up and through the roof.
All right. Secret number two is the fortune is in the follow-up. This is a John Maxwell quote. Now, what does that mean exactly? That means, and we can even actually have Neil talk about his funnels, but basically after you finish the webinar, Neil might actually have an automated text go out to you, right? And his team would follow up if you respond to it. And then there's also an autoresponder as well that will tell people about the offer, answer any people's kind of questions. Because it is if you're putting a course in front of someone, generally it's a little scary for someone because they're paying a lot of money out of their pocket, right? So you want to make sure that you're constantly following up, whether it's through text, whether it's through email, whether it's through Messenger. And then Neil, I don't know if you want to speak to kind of what you did for a second, just so people know.
Yeah, what I would do is I followed up through text messaging. So let's say you watch a webinar, but you didn't buy. I would send you a text like, Eric, ? Most people respond back with, who's this? And then you say, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah from Neil Patel's team and just want to see if you had any questions. And then you can close a lot of people there. Do countdown timers at the very end in your follow-up sequence on your last few days, and you'll notice that'll bring in roughly half your conversions.
And you can use Deadline Funnel for that.
Exactly. So the third tip I have for you, or secret number three, the third secret I have for you guys is, look, no matter what you pitch people at the beginning during the webinar, no matter what you do in your follow-up sequence, majority of your webinar members, visitors, email lists, subscribers, whatever you want to call them, are not going to buy. What I did, and this ended up generating an extra 15% in revenue, after the countdown sequence is over, I end up doing a free trial offer, last ditch. And I'll do 30 days free trial or 15 days. And then after that, they got to end up paying. And you can charge them in monthly installments. That drove an extra 15% in revenue. A lot, you'll get a ton of free trial signups. Most of them will cancel. But just having it gives you roughly extra 15% of revenue that you didn't have before.
Before I go into number four, Sam Ovens, who spoke at our Growth Accelerator, he does a free trial now for his $2,000 course. So you can check it out. Just go to consulting.com. I believe the free trial offer is there. So it does work really well for him. Now, secret number four is Neil talked about webinars, talked about live webinars, and sometimes instead of getting some people to sign up, what I've used in the past is just driving them to almost like you're just driving them to a video. Some people might call it a mini webinar, whatever. Some people might call it a VSL, but it's basically a video of me. And then it's kind of panning back and forth between the slides that I'm showing. And that works well because sometimes people just want to see it right then and there. And when we were driving phone calls for the Agency Accelerator program that we have, that was working really well. We were getting calls for a pretty good price. And we decided to not scale it. It's kind of sitting there right now because we don't have the manpower for the sales team. But, you know, that's something that worked out well for us in terms of, you know, the marketing funnel. So think about, look, you can test a webinar, but try testing a video as well and see how it does for you.
The next thing, and this is the fifth secret, you're not going to like this one. Everyone wants to sell high ticket items. I had a good conversation with one of my buddies, Derek Halperin. He used to run Social Triggers. And he told me something that was interesting. When he was shutting down his info business, he reduced all his prices, made them really cheap. And he found out that info products, it's harder to sell high ticket prices now than it was before. When he reduced the amounts, his conversions went through the roof and he generated more revenue for that one offer than he typically does in a year. So in other words, take your price points, the $997, the $2,000, the $500, and start trying to charge $10, $15, $20, $50. The reason being is the Udemy's of the world are killing the concepts. Hey, you need to pay $1,000, $2,000 for info products.
I'm assuming that he probably, if you charge you $10 to $15, that he probably has some type of backend or no?
No, he was just going out of business. So like, or closing it down because his new business was doing really well. That also probably helped a lot with conversions. He wasn't necessarily charging $10, $15, you know, like $50, $100. $50, whatever it was, he was just discounting really low price points. But from everything we've seen, it's actually easier to sell info products at $10, $20 than it is to sell them continually at $1,000.
All right. This is secret number six. So this one is obviously going to take work, but yes, sure, you can definitely... You want to put the time into Facebook and the Googles of the world and YouTube as well. And if you're a little hesitant to do YouTube ads, I recommend going to YouTube and searching for Alex Becker. Search for Alex Becker YouTube. And he's got an entire series on how you can scale a campaign from zero to spending tens of thousands per day. And so it's done. The incredible part is it's completely free. So go check that out. But what my secret here is look at the people that actually have your audience, right? People just don't want to do the work for this, but who's out there that you can partner up with? Who's out there that you can do some type of JV with, right? A lot of these affiliates out there, you just have to spend the time to actually look for them. It's not going to be easy, but once you get it going, you can split a rev share with them. It could be sometimes 30, 40, 50, sometimes even higher than that, 60, 70% or so. And they'll be ready to push it for you because they have the audience and they would like to make more money.
Last but not least, the real secret to making a killing from info products is to have as many products as possible. know that sounds counterintuitive. Most of these people out there that are posting their numbers online, they have one or two products, mainly one, and they're talking about how they're so successful. Over time, products die down. They have a life cycle, usually less than a year. So you got to keep rebuilding them. But on top of that, having 4, 5, 6, 7, having a funnel where you can keep selling, that's where the money is.
Got it. Maybe there's a bonus secret here, Neil. Neil, why did you decide to shut down your course business that was doing what, 5 to 6 billion a year?
Yeah, I don't think we went a whole year. We went close to a whole year, but it started off lower, started off like 100 grand a month. I actually believe in our first month we did somewhere in the six figures. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I'm pretty sure on that. And then it ramped up really fast and we got all the way up to like 650. And I'm like, we had a tough time scaling it to over a million a month. And I'm like, for the amount of traffic we get, for how much revenue we're making, it's a crap business. That's why I got out of it. I'm just like, I'd rather create something that can scale to, that has a potential to get to $1 billion, $2 billion. Now, the chance of me hitting that is slim to none, but with the info product business, there's barely anyone who does over 10 million. So it's like, how big are you going to be? You want to go after a big market. And even if you're a small fry in the big market, you're still making way more money. And that's why we decided to get out of it.
All right. So everyone, that is it for today. But before we go, go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE for our growth accelerator. Our next one is actually closed now. That's happening March 8th through the 10th, but you can fill out the application and we are actually doing our next event in New York City. So now is the time to start, you know, if you're interested, start filling out the application and then you can learn more about it at marketingschool.io/live, LIVE, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.